Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for change on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we can be changed. How many of us want to be changed right now? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, while you still have time, surrender it all over to God. Amen. Let us pray as we enter in this Saturday for our Saturday school lessons. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand right now, God, thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that's here in Saturday school, oh God, knowing that you have kept us, oh God, that you have a plan for us to prosper us, oh God, to give us a hope in the future. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we enter in right now, oh God, anything, oh God, that will stop us from receiving up today, every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of unbelief, we come against you right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the spirit of pain, ache, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, or infirmity, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed. Father God, we ask, oh God, as we enter in the lesson on today, oh God, that you allow every scripture to take root and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, that we become the doers of your word, oh God, operating according to the spirit and not the flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we'll allow every scripture to be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Oh Lord, bless us with revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we enter in, Lord, do a new thing in us, forth and to us, oh God. And those in our family, we pray for them this day, that all will come to Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome back, everybody. Excuse me, to our time of study, our Saturday school. Most have Sunday school, but we have a Saturday school here today. Just taking the time out to receive, amen, and to learn and to be filled, amen. So we just thank God for the filling up this morning, this afternoon, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just got off a family prayer call, and I'm excited about the things of God, always ready to learn and receive. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that all that we learn today, that it will take root, amen, that it will come to remembrance, hallelujah, in the time of need. Because sometimes we read and we get information in church and Bible study in Sunday school, Saturday school, wherever it is for your church, and we tend to forget. You know, and so I pray that all will receive one today, and that it will take root in you, amen, hallelujah, that it will always come to remembrance, amen, that you can reflect on the things of God and all that we learn so that we can apply it to our daily lives, not just to hear it, read it, but to do it, be the doers of the word of God. And so the way that we can continue to have it with us is to practice it, use the things of God in our everyday life, amen. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm excited. I think this is the first Saturday that we're back here for the new year. So happy new year to all. Invite others to be on the line with us here on Saturday and Saturday school. And if you miss a Saturday, you can always archive by going online to blogtalkradio.com/the teacher and the pastor, and you can get caught up where we're at in our Saturday lessons and our Saturday school. We are still on the topic of fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. Breakthrough and deliverance. Amen. So I have a greater understanding. So if you go with me this afternoon to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15, we're going to start out there. And we're going to be talking about fasting for deliverance from bitterness, anger, and unforgiveness. A lot of us are dealing with bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. You know, some of those are the main. A lot of people are bitter about things that happened to them in the past or it's happening right now, bitter about it, angry and unforgiveness. We have not let go. We have not forgiven. So we're fasting understanding fasting for deliverance from bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. So if you go with me again to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15, I'm coming out of the New King James Version. The Bible says in Hebrews, chapter 12, amen, verse 15, the Bible says, Hebrews 12 and 15, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. So just have an understanding here in the Bible when it says here in Hebrews chapter 12 and 15, like a small root that grows into a great tree, bitterness, church, it springs up in our hearts and it overshadows even our deepest Christian relationships. So a root of bitterness comes when we allow, understand, when we allow you all disappointment to grow into resentment, or when we nurse grudges over past hurts. Bitterness brings with it jealousy, dissension, and immorality. So when the Holy Spirit fills us, however, he can heal the hurt that causes bitterness. Amen? That causes bitterness. So let's go to the book of Ephesians. If you go to Ephesians with me, chapter 4, amen, chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, excuse me, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, the Bible says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we look at the scriptures here, you all, in verse 31 and 32 in the book of Ephesians, this is Apostle Paul speaking. Apostle Paul is speaking here. So have an understanding. This is Christ's law of forgiveness, and it's taught in the gospel. So we also see it in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. So God does not forgive us because we forgive others, but solely because of his great mercy. So as we come to understand his mercy, however, we will want to be like him. Having received forgiveness, we will pass it on to others. So those who are unwilling to forgive have not become one with Christ. So who was willing to forgive even those who crucified him? Amen? So we have to forgive. A lot of us are dealing with unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Some people, they'll say it out their mouth, I will not forgive you. I will die, and I don't care what happened. I'm going to die. I'm not going to forgive you. So they have a set mind, but we do have to render forgiveness and understand about bitterness here. If you're just now getting on here, we are discussing fasting for deliverance from bitterness, anger, and unforgiveness. And the scriptures we just read came out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and 15, and Ephesians, chapter 4, and verse 31 to 32. Excuse me. Bear with me, you all. Just getting better here. Me and my family, so we thank God for healing. Amen. Still got a little congestion, but all is well. Bitterness, you all, is often the result of rejection and hurt. People become angry and bitter when they fail to forgive and release people who have wounded and offended them. So everyone has experienced some sort of pain in life, and many do not resolve it and therefore end up becoming bitter. So the root of bitterness has related spirits, including unforgiveness, rage, anger, violence, revenge, retaliation, and even murder. The Hebrew word for bitterness, mara, it connects bitterness and rebellion. Mara means to be cause, make bitter or unpleasant, to rebel or resist, cause to provoke. Bitter, change, be disobedient, disobey grievously, provocation, provoking, rebellion against us, you all. Bitterness is repressed anger, and it's connected to stubbornness, a refusal to forgive. So the rejected person often has a hard time forgiving. So rejection hurts and creates offense, which requires forgiveness. Unforgiveness can breed bitterness. So it is a vicious cycle, church. Bitterness is a deep-rooted spirit. It goes deep into a person's emotions, and it's hard to dislodge because the person feels angry and other deep emotions that are so real to them. So this demon gets rooted down into the flesh, reacting in anger or revisiting you all. The bitterness satisfies the flesh. But it also, you all, pseudo satisfaction. So it only causes harm to the flesh in the form of opening doors to spirits of infirmity, including arthritis and cancer. It is symbolized, you all, by gall and wormwood. So this is why the root of bitterness, it needs to be broken through fasting, see, which starves the flesh. Bitterness is very common, and multitudes need deliverance from it. Anger is a related spirit that stems from bitterness, so it can be a stubborn demon. Some people just can't seem to overcome anger. They erupt but feel so guilty. So unforgiveness opens the door for tormented spirits. And if you can refer back to the book of Matthew 18, in that particular chapter, unforgiveness is the result of being hurt, rejected, abandoned, disappointed, abused, raped, molested, taken advantage of, lied on, cheated, talked about, and many more. So all of these spirits come as a result of rejection, which can prevent one from giving or receiving love from God or from other people. So there is also a spirit called rejection from the womb that enters the womb because the child was unwanted. Self-rejection and fear of rejection are other related spirits. The rejection is also a doorkeeper, church. This spirit opens the door for other spirits to enter, including fear, hurt, unforgiveness, and bitterness. It links with rebellion, causing double-mindedness. Amen. It becomes double-mindedness. The Bible tells us a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So also everyone has experienced rejection at one time or another in life. So people can be rejected because of their gender, skin color, economics, status, size, shape, etc. See, rejection, you all, is a major stronghold in the lives of many. But you can begin to attack all of these spirits connected with rejection, anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness through prayer and obedience. So if things seem to not be shaken loose, add fasting to your prayer and watch God deliver you. Amen. Watch God deliver you. So I want to pray these prayers with you. Excuse me. I might need to grab some water, but I want to pray these prayers with you on today. Prayers to release you from anger. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare according to Psalm 37, 8 through 9, hallelujah, that we will cease from anger and put away wrath to stay connected to you, Father God. If we wait on you, O God, we will inherit the earth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, Psalm 38, 3, 18, and 22 over us right now, as our, hallelujah, in our body, our whole body, is sick and our health is broken because of our sins. But we confess our sins and we are deeply sorry for what we have done. Do not abandon us, O Lord. Come quickly to help us, O Lord, our Savior. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Proverbs 15:1. We will speak soft words, kind words, and words of life to turn wrath and anger away from us. We will not grieve anyone with our words. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, Proverbs 15 and 18, that we will appease the strife, hallelujah, against our health and our family by being slow to anger. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Proverbs 16 and 32 that we are better than the mighty because we control our anger. There is more gain in ruling our spirit than conquering a city. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Proverbs 19 and 11, we use this the discretion to defer our anger. We earn esteem by overlooking wrongs. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we will not, according to Proverbs 20:2, that we will not stand against our own soul by provoking the king to anger. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Proverbs 21:14, we will silence anger with a secret gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Proverbs 22:8 over us. We declare that anger's reign in our life will come to an end right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even while we're praying. We decree and declare Proverbs 27:4 over us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the cruelty and destruction of wrath and anger. They will not flood our emotions any longer. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Ecclesiastes 7:9 right now that we will be slow to anger and will keep its clutches from resting in our bosom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Ephesians 4:31 that all wrath and anger be put away from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Colossians 3:8-10. Amen. Hallelujah, that we are new people. Amen. Having been renewed after the image of him who created us. Therefore, we put off anger. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Colossians 3:21, that we will not discourage our children by provoking them to anger. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Amen. Please press 1. If you have any comments or questions, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to continue to pray here, prayers to free us from bitterness. Any of us that's dealing with bitterness, and all that we pray, that if you believe, shall it be unto you and your household, amen, according to your belief. Lord, Heavenly Father, we give the bitterness of our soul to you. Please look upon our affliction and remember us. We will go in peace because you have granted our petition according to 1 Samuel 1:10-11 and 17. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Job 7:11 that we will speak openly to you, O Lord, and release all of our bitterness to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Job 10:1-2 that we will speak to you, God, in the bitterness of our soul, and we will find the root of why our spirit contends with yours. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Job 21:25. We declare that we will not die in the bitterness of our soul, and we will eat with pleasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our heart knows its own bitterness according to Proverbs 14:10, and we release it to you, O God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Proverbs 17:25. Hallelujah, we will raise, hallelujah, wise children who will cause, hallelujah, cause us no grief or bitterness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Isaiah 38:17 right now that we have great bitterness, but in love you delivered us up from the pit of corruption. For you have put all our sins behind your back, O Lord, and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, we decree and declare Ezekiel 3:14 right now, hallelujah, that we was in bitterness and in the heat of our spirit, but the hand of the Lord is strong upon us, amen, and has delivered us, amen, from bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Acts 8:21-23 by faith, and we repent of our wickedness and pray to God that the thoughts of our heart be forgiven. For we are bound by bitterness and iniquity. But we just have to thank you, O God, that it is you that have delivered us. It is you, O God, that have blessed us. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Romans 3:14-21-22. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. But you have shown us a better way. And we have been made right in your sight, O Lord. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Hebrews 12:15. Hallelujah, right now. Hallelujah, we diligently look within ourselves so that we will not be defiled by any root of bitterness that may spring up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that we're delivered and set free from all bitterness. Hallelujah, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you have any questions or comments, amen, please press 1. Any questions or comments, amen, about the spirit of anger, the spirit of bitterness, as we are praying, believing, and being delivered from this. Amen, hallelujah, and adding fasting to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray, you all. Prayers to free us from unforgiveness, those of us that are dealing with unforgiveness. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, O God, according to your word, according to the scripture, Genesis 15:17, that we will go to our brother, ask that he forgive us of our trespasses against you, against him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Exodus 10:17 almost right now. We pray that our brother will forgive us so that when we go before God, he will take this death away from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 32:32-33 verse, like Moses, we come to you asking your forgiveness on behalf of your people and ourselves. Thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you forgive all those who sin against you, for you have blotted them out of your book. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare 1 Kings 8:30 was right now. God, we thank you that when you hear our prayers, you also forgive us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare 1 Kings 8:34 right now that you've heard, hallelujah, from heaven, forgiven our sins, and have delivered us into the land of your that you promised our fathers. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, 1 Kings 8:36. You have heard us from heaven, forgiven our sins, and have taught us the good way in which we should walk. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare 1 Kings 8:39 right now that you've heard from heaven and forgiven our sins, and we will do and give us according to our ways because you know our heart. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare 1 Kings 8:50 right now. Forgive us of our sins and have compassion upon us, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare that we are called by your name, that we are called by your name. Hallelujah, and have humbled ourselves before you. Hallelujah. We pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. We pray and we seek your face and have returned from our wicked ways. Now you will hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal us, O Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree in the crowd Psalm 25:18. In the name of Jesus Christ, look upon our affliction and our sin and forgive all our sins. We decree in the crowd Psalm 86:5 over us. Hallelujah. You, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive. Your mercy is plentiful to all those who call on you, and we call upon you this day, and we receive by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And hallelujah. In Jeremiah 31:34, we decree and declare that the Lord declares that he will forgive our iniquity and remember our sin no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Daniel 9:19. O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, listen and do, for we are call by your name. Amen. We decree and declare Matthew 6:12 by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the power of his blood, that as we forgive others, Lord, we pray that you will forgive us. Amen. We decree and declare Matthew 6:14-15 over us right now, that we will forgive those who have wronged us, because if we don't, God will not forgive us. We decree and declare Matthew 9:6 over us, hallelujah, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you have healed us. Hallelujah. We thank you. And said, arise and take up your bed so that we will know that you have the power to forgive sins on earth. Amen. We decree and declare Matthew 18:23-35 in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, like the servant who owed the king 10,000 talents. We too have been forgiven much. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, therefore, we will go and forgive. Hallelujah. all those who have sinned against us so that we will not be given over to the tormentors. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, Mark 11:25, hallelujah, we will forgive any person with whom we ought to, so that when we stand praying, our Father in heaven will forgive us also in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now by faith that we are delivered from, hallelujah, from unforgiveness, and that we are free, and we are free indeed in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1 as we're going to move further in our lesson today. Glory to God. If you pray that prayer and you believe it, so shall it be unto you and your household. Amen. Glory to God. I hope I'm not moving too fast, you all, in the studies and prayer, that you may receive it. Amen. That your spirit is open to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's move forward in our lesson. We have about 30 minutes, 29 minutes here. We may wrap up a little bit early, but let us move forward. I want to talk about fasting for victory over anxiety and depression. Fasting for victory over anxiety and depression. There are many people, church, that are suffering in the church, you know, believers of God, believers that are suffering with anxiety and depression. And it's very serious, very, very serious. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to go to the book of Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Romans chapter 15, hallelujah, in verse 13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you all are there in the book of Romans again, and that is chapter 15 and verses 13. Amen. The Bible says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, that's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Amen. Amen. So, church, in the Bible, sadness and depression are related to a spirit of heaviness. It's related to a spirit of heaviness. Manifestation of the spirit include despondency, you all, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness. There are multitudes of people who suffer from bouts of depression. Many of them are being medicated. Going in and out of depression is a sign of double-mindedness. This also includes withdrawal and isolation. Depression is at an all-time high. There are many people being treated for manic depression, bipolar. So this can even drive people to hopelessness and suicide. Depression can cause a person to desire to escape, which can lead to sleeplessness and abusing alcohol and drugs. Fasting will cause the joy, amen, and the presence of the Lord to return to your life, according to Mark chapter 2 and verse 20. So the presence of the bridegroom causes joy. Amen. Weddings are filled with joy and celebration. When a believer loses joy and the presence of the Lord, he or she needs to fast. Fasting causes the joy and presence of the Lord to return. No believer can live a victorious life without the presence of the bridegroom. The joy of the Lord is our strength, according to Nehemiah 8 and 10. It is so important. The gut and depression, we'll talk about that. There's so much going on. I studied the subject of fasting. I have also studied the belly gut. Amen. And we thank God. Since fasting is connected with the belly, gut and the stomach, there must be something about fasting that affects our gut in a positive way. In Scripture, the belly can be consumed with grief and can be a symbol of defeat and shame. We know the belly can be affected by stress, anxiety, and worry. I've also learned that we often lay hands on a person's stomach when doing deliverance. Spirits of fear and lust often reside in this area as well. The book of Psalms 31:9 in the King James says, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly." In the book of Psalm 44:25, the Bible says, "For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth." So the connection between the digestive system and the central nervous system consists of the brain and the spinal cord is well known. Here's what Harvard Medical School said about the gut-brain connection. Have you ever had a gut-wrenching experience? Do certain situations make you feel nauseous? Have you ever felt butterflies in your stomach? We use the expression for a reason. The gastrointestinal tract is sensitive to emotion, anger, anxiety, sadness, elation. All these feelings and others can trigger symptoms in the gut. The brain has a direct effect on the stomach. For example, the very thought of eating can release the stomach juices before food gets there. This connection goes both ways. A troubled intestine can send signals to the brain, just as a troubled brain can send signals to the gut. So therefore, a person's stomach of intestinal distress can be the cause of the product of anxiety, stress, and depression. That's because the brain and the gastrointestinal, the GI system, are intimately connected, so intimately that they should be viewed as one system. So have you ever had the familiar feeling of butterflies in the stomach? In Scientific American Acts, underlining this sensation is an often overlooked network of neurons lining our guts that is so extensive. Some scientists have nicknamed it our second brain. A deeper understanding is this mass of neural tissue filled with important neurotransmitters throughout, it's revealing that it does much more than merely handle digestion or inflict the occasional nervous pain. The little brain in our innards, in connection with the big one in our skulls, partly determines our mental state and plays key roles in certain diseases throughout the body. I believe fasting helps our gut and in turn helps our emotions and brain. Fasting will help you think clear and help you overcome depression, sadness, grief, confusion, stress, worry, and anxiety. In the month of February, for 21 days, we'll be fasting, praying at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. in the evening. Amen. I hope some of you of all will be able to join us during a time of fasting and praying, amen, so that you too can be delivered. We have to loose emotions, you all. Loose your emotions. Are you loose in your emotions? That's the question today. Are you loose in your emotions? The emotions are part of the soul, along with the will and the mind. There are many people bound and blocked in their emotions. Spirits of hurt, rejection, anger, broken heart, grief, sadness, hatred, bitterness, and rage can occupy the emotions, causing emotional pain. Your emotions were created by God to express joy and sorrow. Both should be natural responses to different situations. The enemy, however, comes in to cause extremes, you all, in the emotional realm and even blockage whereby a person is unable to express the proper emotions. Emotional pain and bondage can come as a result of traumatic experiences of the past, including rape, incest, abuse, death, death of a loved one, war, tragedies, rejection, abandonment, accidents, and so on. You can be free from unchecked, unpredictable, and fluctuating emotions. Ask the Lord to bring you balance and self-control in this area. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, by the authority given to me to bind and loose, I loose my emotions from every evil spirit that has come in as a result of experiences of the past. We loose ourselves from all hurt, deep hurt, pain, sadness, grief, anger, hatred, rage, bitterness, fear, and bound and blocked emotions right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command these spirits to come out, and we decree freedom to our emotions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God. If you prayed that prayer and you believe it, so shall it be unto you in your household in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Hallelujah. As we begin to wrap up our Saturday school lesson, please press 1 at this time. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments, now is the time. Please press 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Let us pray. We're going to pray prayers and destroy our oppression, and then we're going to confess. We're going to decree and declare peace. We're going to do peace confession, and we're going to wrap up here in our Saturday lessons. I hope you all received on today. I pray I was not moving too fast or not too slow, that it became boring. Amen. And that you're able to receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, speak with all authority and power that you have given us as your sons and daughters. And we rebuke and cast out any spirit that would attempt to oppress us and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Acts 10:38 right now. Jesus, you went about doing good and healing all those oppressed of the devil. And we decree and declare, be unto us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Ecclesiastes 4:1. Hallelujah. We strip our power from spirits that would oppress us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Ecclesiastes 5:8. Amen. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of poverty that would oppress us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Ecclesiastes 7:7. We rebuke all spirits of madness and confusion that would attempt to oppress our mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Isaiah 38:14. Oh Lord, undertake for us against all our oppressors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Psalm 99. Lord, you are our refuge from the oppressor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Psalm 17:9. Deliver us from the wicked that would oppress us. And hallelujah. And from our deadly enemies that would surround us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Psalm 54:3 over us. Deliver us from oppressors that seek after our soul, O Lord. We decree in Psalm 72:4 in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Break in pieces the oppressor, O God. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of affliction, sorrow, and anything attempted to bring us low in the name of Jesus Christ according to Psalm 107:39. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in Psalm 119:121. Leave now. Hallelujah. Leave now. Hallelujah. Leave not to our oppressors. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Psalm 119:122. Let not the proud oppress us, O Lord. We decree and declare Psalm 119:134. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, deliver us from the oppression of men, O God. We decree and declare Psalm 14:2. We rule over our oppressors. Amen. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Isaiah 16:4. Let the oppressors be consumed out of the land, O God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Psalm 55:3. We rebuke the voice of the oppressor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Isaiah 54:14 that we are established in righteousness and we are far from, hallelujah, from oppression. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Jeremiah 30:20. Punish those who attempt to oppress us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Ezekiel 46:18. The enemy will not take us, hallelujah, will not take our inheritance through oppression. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the crowd Psalm 146:7. Execute judgment of the Lord against our oppressors right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree in the crowd that we are delivered and set free right now from oppression. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from depression. Oh Lord, we bless your name. We decree in the crowd that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we're going to decree and declare peace. Confessions are us right now. My faith. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, with all faith, believing, oh God, trusting you for all things, with our combined faith on today, that our life is good and our days are good because we keep our tongue from evil. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We hate evil. We do good and we seek after peace. We commit our life to peace and prosperity. We live, hallelujah, we will live in peace. We will walk in peace and we will seek peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our Jehovah Shalom, our prosperity and our peace. Amen. We will walk in peace all the days of our life. Amen. Hallelujah. We will see good and we will love life and we will have many good days. Amen. We are blessed and prosperous because we are a peaceable person. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, that peace reign over us in the endless, oh God. And hallelujah in all that we have. We bless your name, Father God. And we decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. We receive by faith on today and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Be delivered on today, church. Be delivered from bitterness, anger, and unforgiveness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be delivered right now, hallelujah, having victory over anxiety and depression, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, being delivered right now from oppression, amen, and having the peace of God, hallelujah, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Glory to God. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1 as we're about to close out our Saturday lessons for today. We thank God for the opportunity, okay? We thank God for the strength, the peace. Amen. We thank God for divine positioning and order that we are in alignment where God has called us to be in the natural and also in the supernatural, that we have spiritual alignment. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you all again for being here in Saturday Lessons. We're back here next Saturday. It will be a new lesson, and the lesson will be fasting for freedom from guilt. Fasting, we'll start out with the fasting from freedom from guilt, you all, and then fasting to break free from a painful past, amen, and we'll pray the prayers to come out, to be broken, and we'll try to enter into fasting to break free from drug and alcohol addiction, amen. So make sure you join us here on next Saturday so that you can receive. If you miss, remember all everything here that we do is archived so we can always go back and listen in and receive. For we know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and so it can still touch you and do what it needs to do in you by faith. Amen. So God bless you all. We love you here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself and Minister Lauren Green, we thank God for you. Let us pray as we close out the lesson. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for delivering on today, okay? We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, that even right now that you're doing a new thing in us, for us, and through us, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your glory, your Shekinah glory, God, that all will see your glory upon us and in us, and know that we belong to you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. I ask that you bless all that's here in Saturday service on today, oh God. Bless us in our going and coming on today, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we declare that we are blessed in our going out, coming in, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we lie down, blessed when we rise up, oh God, because it's you that have blessed us, not just to be blessed, but to bless others. So help us, oh God, to be a blessing to others, oh God. And we bless your holy name, Father God. We give it all over to you, though. We leave this line, but never your presence, knowing that you're with us and you'll never leave us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The angels are encamped around us as we go, oh God, to do what you called us to do. We decree in the Sabbath day to be blessed. Amen. And we love you, Lord. We thank you that you love about the scroll that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Lord, that all that we learn of today and receive, Lord, it come into remembrance, oh God, that we will not forget, oh God, all that we received on today, oh God, we love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that it's you that will bring back to remembrance the word of God. We believe the report of the Lord, our God, and we are blessed. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. We decree and declare our blessings, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the favor of God upon our life. We decree and declare this so in Jesus' name. We seal it with the blood. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. We seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is already defeated. Amen. Be set free today, and stay free because the Son has set you free. So you are free indeed. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, we have Sunday service on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please join us as our minister, Lynn Green, will be bringing the word forth on tomorrow at our 10 a.m. service. So God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your day in the Lord. Amen. Giving God all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll see you at 10 a.m. God bless.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Well done.
But when I get to heaven, gonna sing.